What's up, mi gente? What's going on? It's your boy, Matt Man, here on the Tuesday morning with the Matt Drew Show, baby. Jamming it. Good morning. Get that blood going, baby. I swear, if I was a DJ, I'd get everybody up and moving right now. Oh. Big shout outs to all my followers. Big shout outs to my fans out there. Big shout out to my number one fan, Steve. Shout outs to my mom. Had a first night yesterday. You go, girl. Shout outs to ATC Fitness. Big shout outs to my family everywhere. Hope everybody's safe. Shout outs to all you who joined me today. Let's get this party going. If you're just waking up to this, you just woke up to that nice cup of vitamin C, baby. You want to round the six. You want to down the six. And when I leave for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some dicks. I'm yeah, I got to get it going, dude. I got to get going. I got to get everybody pumped up. I got to get everybody energized. Oh, if you guys are wondering where I get my mixes, Mixcloud, Posh DJs, DJs from New Jersey. Oh, this is such a good jam. I hate to cut it off.
This is the Posh Podcast. PoshDJs.com.
Tell me, Andre. Let's start lowering it down a little bit here. Get into the daily rants. Oh, I'll put it in the background like that. Leave it on the background. So it's a really good mix out there. So, and this yo ma, welcome to my show once again. Oh, my Lord. It's Tuesday. We're almost getting there. It's almost getting to the hump day, right? It's almost getting to that hump day. Woo! And believe me, I had a hard time getting out of bed this morning. I had a hard time even turning this thing on. I even had a hard time debating if I want to go live today. But you know what? I got to do it. I had to do it. I had to put on my mix. I had to get all my juice going, you know, get my blood flowing. And, you know, it's all good. I'm back and I'm doing my thing. It's all good, baby. It's all good. So, that being said, I'm not sure if you guys can still hear me or not. It looks like I lost some service here. I don't know. CastBox has been acting up a little bit. I keep losing. I'm like in and out with the network. I'm not sure what's going on there. I had a hard time logging in this morning as it was, and right now it's showing it's recording, but I had, but it's not showing anything live right now or anything going on, so I'm not sure if you guys can still hear me or not. I'm going to keep it going. I see the recording going, so I'm going to keep it moving, baby. So I got up this morning all like shit. I was all over the place, man. I was so tired. Like, you know, I didn't even think I was gonna get out of bed. So it was one of those mornings for me, guys. But I'm here, and I'm trying to be charged up like always, trying to get my blood going, trying to get your blood going, get you all pumped up. So without further ado, mi gente, let me get into the rant, right? Now, the only reason I wanted to go into this, because yesterday I got hit up with a nice question from my stepdaughter, right? My oldest stepdaughter at that. My oldest stepdaughter, has a lot of views, a lot of views and everything, and she's very opinionated, and you know, she's turning out to be, you know, a bright young woman and everything, but there's certain things she has a hard time comprehending and understanding, and I don't know why she can't seem to realize certain things, and I get it. It's not okay for certain things to happen. I'm not saying that it's okay, but at the same time, it's the world we live in, and certain things are just never gonna change. That's just the bottom line. So, you know, when you hear it, all you can do and say is you gotta ignore it, right? You gotta ignore it. So, I don't know. These things keep going around. I don't know if anybody can hear me out. So I'm gonna shut it off and try to get back on. All right, I'm trying to get this going again, guys. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. I'm not having some technical difficulties on my side. if you guys can hear me, Green Skull, thank you for joining. I don't know what happened there. Something's up with the network. I'm trying to check on that. It keeps shutting me off. I had a hard time getting on this shit. If you guys didn't know, or if you guys didn't hear me or not like that, I mean, I've been going on here for a little bit, so I'm going to start off my rant again and let you guys know that this rant today is pretty much basically, I got hit up with a question yesterday, and it wasn't that directed to me, but I kind of walked into the middle of that question, and it was by my older stepdaughter, and the question was pretty much this, guys. I had a laugh too. The question pretty much was, why do guys gotta be the way they are, right? Why, you know, and you know, like, they were trying to hit on her, and the youngest one, my youngest stepdaughter, is like, oh, they were harassing you. And I was like, it's not harassing, right? It's the difference between harassment and everything. But I guess she was just trying to take a little extra, just being funny or something. But at the same time, the question is, she's in the track team, she's out in the park running, guys were whistling at her, going, you know, did you being boys? You know, they were being boys. And again, the question was, she got mad about it. She's like, oh, you know, why would they let them do that? Like, you know, and my older stepdaughter, she's a bit of a feminist. And she just got like that. A lot of shit bothers her, and it bothers her to the point where it's like a little too much. And it's like, you know, I get it. I'm not saying it's okay, like I was saying earlier, which I don't know if anybody can hear me, because again, the network has been kind of messy here. But she literally was like, I'm getting all bent out of shape. Yeah, I know, man. The audio, like, I don't know what was going on. I had a hard time getting on this morning, and I'm having a hard time with the network. It keeps kind of like shutting me off and not. I've been recording this whole time, or I think I have been recording this whole time. I don't know how this live episode is going to come out, in the replay or not. But pretty much what you guys missed, if anybody missed anything, was my oldest was getting hit on yesterday by the guys. You know, you guys remember in the old days, when you used to see a girl, you'd be like, hey, baby, you know, you do whatever, you know, whistle, whatever. You call them out. You did whatever you did. But you did something, right? Boys will be boys. That's the saying, right? Boys will be boys. We're idiots. That's what we do, you know? That's how we grow up. Now, she got all bent out of shape because guys were doing this. Now, mind you, my wife's instincts were right away was like, oh, just ignore it. And I came back right through that, and I was like, yeah, just... She's like, what do you mean ignore it? How would you like it if you did this? And then, you know, you were uncomfortable. What if you're uncomfortable with it? All right, well, you know what? There's a lot of situations in life that we're uncomfortable with, and we got to deal with it. Life is not going to change whether you like it or not. And it's just, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's all right. But at the same time, there's a reason why they always will say boys will be boys. It's never going to change. What about their parents? Well, you know what? Once you're a teenager, there's not much a parent can do because the kids are still going to do whatever the fuck they want to do. They're going to still whistle at you. And if it ain't a fucking teenager, boy, guess what? Sadly enough, it's going to be a grown-ass man. And whether you like it or not, it's something you need to learn to fucking deal with and ignore. You ignore the fucking man enough, you go the fuck away. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, ignore it. You're getting all bent out of shape. Like, and so it's like my dilemma was, why? And then all of a sudden, the girls are attacking me, like getting all mad at me because of my answer. Mind you, they don't understand. Like what the real world is. If that bothers them and they can't handle something as simple as just a guy from across the street going, hey, baby, you look good, you know, then they got a rude awakening, if you ask me, right, when they come to the real world. Because shit ain't all rainbows and flowers, and I think they know that. But if you can't handle something as simple as a guy trying to, like, call you out, how are you going to handle other shit that happens that is three times worse than that in the real world? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, am I wrong for thinking that way? Do you guys feel me? Like, do you think I was wrong for saying what I said? I don't think I was. I think I was just letting them know that you can't have it both ways. You know, there are guys that don't do that shit. I don't do it. But there are guys that do it, and there's a shitload of guys that do it. But, like, at the same time, it's like, you know, you got parents out there that even encourage that. They got parents out there that when their daughters get called on, they're like, oh, look at you. You got a call. You know, look at that boy. And come on. You can't win this battle. It's a battle that's not going to change. It's a battle that's going to stay the same, whether you like it or not. And it's going to go on to the day you die. Or you know what I'm saying? Or you get married or something. It's just never going to change. It doesn't matter, how old you get. It's always going to be the same. You're always going to get hit on. You're always going to get called out. If they like what they see, they're going to call you out. You know, some won't, some will. It's just life. And sadly enough, it is what it is. I mean, am I wrong for thinking that way? You tell me. I mean, how would you handle the situation? You know, your stepdaughter's coming at you asking you these questions. I don't know. I was just being honest about it, right? I'm a guy, and I'm like, yeah, we'll ignore it. What are you going to do? You know, you can't tell me why. What if you're uncomfortable with it? Okay, I'm uncomfortable with you guys doing certain things around me. You don't see me saying shit. You know, it's like, what's the deal there? You know, it is what it is. It's all I can say. I don't know about you guys, but in my opinion, that's how I see it. It doesn't matter, you know, how you feel about it. And I think for you to get all bent out of shape, and I think for you to get a little extra in the matter of like, oh my God, this is that, you know, you're getting mad out of some dumb shit, really. You know, get mad if the motherfucker tries to grab you. Get mad if the motherfucker tries to come at you or something. You know, but if you're getting just called out while you're running, nothing bad is happening, who the fuck cares? Ignore it. Put on your fucking headphones and ignore that they even exist, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So you can't hear. Steve, can you hear me, boy? See this network, man. Today, Castbox has not been my friend. Can anybody hear me out there? Anybody? No? No? I think I've been talking to myself this whole time.